Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Time again for listener letters, feedback, and back talk. Our story last week about the FDA considering the merits of genetically modified salmon landing on the nation's tables caught the attention of Margot Pellegrino, who heard it on WHYY.
My first reaction was, I'm sorry, but this is scary. We are still learning about genetically modified crops. Maybe I'm just a simpleton, but the KISS rule is the best rule to live by and eat by. Keep it simple, silly.
Many listeners wrote to say the thought of a genetically modified fish on their plate didn't make their lips smack. Support local farmers, some said. Others suggested grow your own food or go vegan. Listener John Parker, a supporter of WYPR in Baltimore, Maryland, had this advice for producers of transgenic fish.
Industry, agree to label and try it out in a few markets. Take your time, do this right, good science, slow open studies are good business.
In response to our story about political interference with government food inspectors, we received this email. It reads in part, I'm a federal employee who knows firsthand about the risks of speaking out and the subsequent retaliation by agency administrators. The Merit System Protection Board, the No Fear Act, and other so-called whistler protections are considered ineffective by attorneys who specialize in federal employment law. A real achievement would be changing the law to make speaking to the media about agency intransigence and wrongdoing a protected practice. Please do not publish my name or email address. Last week, Robin Moore of Conservation International talked to us about expeditions in search of 100 species of amphibians scientists fear are extinct. Moore said he was hopeful he'd have some good news to report and promised to let us know as soon as he did. Well, good news travels fast. Researchers found 3 species that didn't croak. If you have comments, kudos, or criticisms, you can leap over to our Facebook page, PRI's Living on Earth. Our email address is comments@loe.org, or give us a buzz at 800-218-9988.